Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gone to Soldiers by Marge Piercy, narrated by Justine Eyre. Louise, 1. A Talent for Romance. Louise Kahan, a.k.a. Annette Hollander Sinclair, sorted her mail in the foyer of her apartment, an air letter from Paris. "You have something from your Aunt Gloria," she called to Kay, who was curled up in her room listening to swing music, pretending to do her homework but being stickily obsessed with boys. Louise knew the symptoms, but she'd never learned the cure, not in her case, certainly not in her daughter's. Kay did not answer. Presumably she could not hear over the thump of the radio. Personal mail for Mrs. Louise Kahan in one pile, the family stuff, invitations, an occasional faux pas labeled Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Kahan. "Where have you been for the past 2 years?" Then the mail for Annette Hollander Sinclair in two stacks, one for business correspondence about rights, radio adaptations, a contract with Doubleday from her agent Charlie for the collection of stories hidden from his sight, speaking engagements, club visits, an interview Wednesday. The second pile for Annette was fan mail, 95% from women. Finally, a few items for plain Louise Kahan. Her Daily Worker, reprints of a masses and mainstream article she'd written on the Baltimore shipyard strike. A book on women factory workers from international publishers for her to review. William Shirer's Berlin Diary. Also in that pile were the afternoon papers. Normally she would pick them up first, but she could not bring herself to do so. Europe was occupied by the Nazis from sea to sea, an immense prison. Everywhere, good people and old friends were shot against.